It's so good to be with you, and it's so wonderful to see so many people I know, particularly from a school context, and so just watching some part of that video. It was actually premiered yesterday at something called Movement Day, which was a gathering of about 1,200 leaders from across the country and other nations, exploring and telling stories about unity movements. And what's encouraging is that actually the two-minute version, of which there will be a 20-minute version available, which I think you will be able to send the link out, it will be available on YouTube this week, Unusual Unity. We just want it to bless the body of Christ. And the wonderful news is that what's happening here in West London with us as churches and leaders is happening all over the world. But actually there is a uniqueness to each unity movement. And I guess I want to correct one little section that it said two church leaders partnered together to form West London Leaders or this unity movement. We didn't. We just kind of surfed the wave of what God was doing. And what's wonderful is that on the back of decades and decades of opportunities to partner together, Soul in the City, how many of us remember that? March for Jesus, how many of us were on the streets? And all the various initiatives. Can I just ask a question? If you've been involved with or you've received information about Food Bank, CAP, Street Pastors, maybe various charities like Love 146, which draws people together from other charities, and I'm trying to think of, there's lots of others as well, Soup Kitchen, Winter Night Shelter. If you've been involved or you've spoken to somebody from another church who's involved in that, can you just raise your hand? Isn't that wonderful? This is so encouraging that in terms of our partnering together and working together, it's not just at a leadership level, although it is very precious because that trust that has been built. I'm grateful to call Steve my friend. I'm grateful to have friends from other church traditions like Father Andrew Davis, who has retired and moved on, and we're still in contact. And you'll see at the end of the longer version, helping him to take a selfie. It's wonderful when friendship is genuine. And trust takes time to build trust, doesn't it? So myself and Father Andrew Davis, that's probably a 10 to 15 year journey, working together as school governors, actually navigating some huge challenges within the school context. And those who've been involved will know exactly what I'm talking about. But actually through that trust and through listening to each other. And at times we've talked about areas of theology and some of our differences, but do you know, we have just said, we put some of that aside in order that we can come together and unite around Christ. Who offers us such incredible hope to our world. Well, it's in that context of coming here that I just want to encourage you with your journey. 150 years, that is truly amazing. We celebrated our 10th anniversary last week, so we have a lot of catching up to do. Although it was the merger of two churches, Ealing Christian Fellowship from 37 years, Bridge Church Brentford of 16, a collective joint venture as partnering, as Bless. I think, what was that, 63 years? So we have another 88 years to catch up on you. But how amazing it is when brothers and sisters walk together in unity and we put aside our differences, and at times where we cause offence, we don't mean to, or we let each other down, which we don't intend to, but put those things aside in order to further the purposes of God. And I want to honour you, I want to honour Steve, I want to honour those of you who've been in part of this community, you've been praying for God to move, you know, I don't know for how many decades. And those of you who are recently joining, or perhaps you're just taking a tiptoe in to see, will this be my church family? How beautiful it is. God never intended us to be alone or isolated. His intention, which is all part of the Godhead of the Trinity, is to be in relationship. And that's to be guarded, and that's to be preserved, and that's to be encouraged, and that's to be nurtured. We live in a world, do we not, where there are so many divisions. And I was so struck through our conference together, 2 days together at Movement Day. There were gatherings of those involved in media and the arts, those involved in politics, those involved in education, those involved in business. And if you like, church leaders was just another stream, because our job is to equip the saints. That actually, to see us impact the world in which we live on an everyday basis is what Christ has destined for us. And he has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us to make that difference. So I want to encourage you on your journey in this incredible building, 30 years old, and all the people who have come through, the births that have happened, those who have passed away are now with the Lord that have happened, those who have experienced something of Christ's love, who've come maybe from a difficult marriage, those maybe have come from tough family situations or a hard work situation and have found friendship and fellowship and trust. How beautiful and pleasing that is. So I believe God wants to encourage you on your journey as a church, but also the role, important role you play in this unity movement. You release Steve to come and work with us as part of the core team, and together there are about seven of us, all from different church traditions, who have over the last 5 years been praying and asking God, how could we encourage and foster and cultivate greater unity? And it is something we've seen that happened quite organically after the riots. Wasn't it dreadful when that happened? What a complete shock to us. You know, it couldn't happen here. And, you know, just streams of young people being organised from other boroughs coming and just creating such havoc. It was awful. The awful death of that man that took place in what used to be our children's school. We would walk past and this man who died. Just absolutely tragic. But isn't it great that out of awful things, God has the incredible way of bringing good. And instead of us, if you like, settling for being full of fear, we said together as leaders, we desire to see that change because we know God wants that to change. And so therefore, let's bring leaders together. We had an opportunity to work with some YWAM young people, Youth with a Mission, who at the time were based in Perth, Australia. And they were sending in teams of young people throughout 2012. Do you know, as a borough, as leaders, churches, I'm talking now Baptist, Anglo-Catholic, Methodist, Free Church, you name it, we were able to accommodate young people for half of 2012. That's amazing. Can we imagine accommodating young people for 6 months of the year to serve mission in our localities? And that is what happened. And those young people prayer walked our streets. They blessed our churches. You might have even seen a couple of them on the streets of Ealing Broadway. More than maybe being involved in their activities was the fact that the spirit of unity, we captured something from them, which was birthed in prayer. It was absolutely beautiful. And the different cultures. It was incredible. It's like the family of God is just so beautiful and diverse. How wonderful and pleasing that is to the Lord when we come together in unity. And I believe God wants to encourage you and your important role as a church who's part of this incredible unity movement that God has birthed. And I just felt particularly I wanted to highlight a scripture. So just to go back to the reading that we heard, how amazing it is, those words, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, press on toward the goal. Do you know, it's so challenging. It'd be easy for us to, just sit on our laurels and remember what happened in 2012 with this unity stuff. It would be easy to sit on our laurels and think, well, the church has been here for 150 years, so therefore we can relax in that. That is a temptation. Sometimes it's hard to press in because we're human. You know, it requires energy and faith and giving space for new ideas. But I believe God wants to encourage you. You know, this incredible community of vibrant men and women who love God. He wants to encourage you to keep pressing in for the next 150 years. What will God do in this place? Wouldn't it be amazing to imagine? I mean, we don't know what our world is going to be like in 150 years. How many more people are going to come through those gates and through our homes and in our communities when you're involved in all your activities out in the park and be impacted by the love of Christ? I believe God wants to encourage you to keep pressing on. But there's a lovely, lovely verse I want to read from Ephesians, from the NIV version. You'll be familiar with it. Ephesians 4, verses 3 to 6. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Make every effort to keep the unity of peace. You know, the enemy would be delighted to create havoc in your church and to divide you and to cause little niggles to absolutely eat away and to cause offence. But nobody means to. I think we're hard-pressed to. I believe God wants to encourage us to keep the unity, make every effort through the bond of peace. So just as I draw to a close, I'd like to read that from the Message version. And could you just close your eyes? Because I would like you to absorb these words, these truths. The Message, I enjoy reading scripture from different translations. There are some parts of the Message I sometimes find a little bit American. But this section I find very, very refreshing. And it's a call to be mature from Ephesians 4, 3 to 6. Close your eyes and absorb this in the context of your 150th anniversary. And all that God wants to encourage you with as you move on as a community. In light of all this, here is what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk, better yet run, on the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring out yourselves for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, so stay together both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. Amen. So I just want to conclude by encouraging us to think of there are three points I just want to briefly draw out. I love that scripture. The first is God has invited us to receive peace from that unity with Father God. You see, unity movements and what God does doesn't start out there. It starts in here. It starts with us. There's that personal commitment to Christ and us being union with him, that our commitment to him and receiving his love. And he wants to encourage each and every one of us today. It could be you're on the journey of faith. God wants you to be, to know how loved and precious you are. He is your dad in heaven. He adores you. So receive that inner peace that comes with unity with the Father. The second outpouring of that, so as we are then united with Christ, what comes out of that is that he calls us to cultivate peace and unity with one another. Guard your relationships. Look out for each other. Speak well of each other. Be quick that if you hear anybody saying anything that's negative about anybody else, pick them up. Let's model a generosity and a preserving our oneness. Do you know what? It's often the little things, not big things. But it's the little things that can niggle. Let us be quick to deal with things. And you know, it's amazing what happens when we do that. So guard your relationships and be at peace. Cultivate peace with one another. And thirdly, as we model that generosity to one another, and we experience that, the impact beyond in terms of our community, modelling unity in our broader community, is so precious. You know, when you're involved in your park events, as people come and they see actually how you speak to one another, how you treat each other, it models so much. And I want to encourage you in that venture. So I believe God wants to call us all, myself included, to a fresh call of peace today. So could you just pause and maybe ask the Holy Spirit if there is any area that he just wants to just be open to what the Holy Spirit might want to say to you in terms of any of those three points. Is there something, a relationship that God might be wanting you to mend? Somebody he might be asking you to forgive? Maybe there's an initiative that you'd like to get involved with that you've heard about here in the church that will have an impact on the broader community. Maybe there's a fresh call to Jesus Christ himself. Could you just pause and ask the Holy Spirit just in a moment to speak to you, to speak to me? So just as I, in a moment, hand back to Steve to lead us on, I want to encourage you as a community and to be quick to guard the amazing unity that there is here. And in terms of trust, I just felt a little prompt in my spirit this morning as I was just walking in. Just felt trust is really important. At building trust, and maybe somebody has broken your trust. It just could be that actually God could be asking you to mend that and to forgive. So I want to encourage you. You're an incredibly vibrant community. 150 years gone. So much more he has for you. So let me just read something from Jeremiah, because I believe God wants to bless you in this. From Jeremiah 29:11, you'll know it well. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Amen.